Reposts in support. Justice Anna Von Wrights. June 30, 2021. By Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. Over the years, I have developed my own network of news sources that I consider more accurate and far, far more trustworthy than the mainstream news, and also much better on average than the alternative news offerings, which tend to be undisciplined and easily swayed by profit motives. This isn't so much a criticism of alternative news as it is an observation, simply because alternative news is always back to the wall trying to survive. It is susceptible to sponsor bias and doesn't always meet my desired standards. I have often recommended John Rappaport's blog as a source of meaty and well-informed old-school journalism. For those looking for the comforts of an old-fashioned newspaper, I recommend the Epoch Times, which tries, and seldom fails, to maintain an even-handed presentation of the news and views. And recently, some new gems have come across my desk. I share them with you as support for what we've been reporting for some months now, the existence of a high-level corporate crime scheme aimed at creating a form of corporate feudalism, complete with transhuman serfs. The first repost is about as factual as it gets in terms of lining out the who's who of those responsible for the development of the man-made virus, and I repost it for those who are just getting up to date, with thanks to two bros. Great Britain's Serco Group approved the patent filing for the Chinese virus a full 17 months before it first appeared, and the entities listed as its creators are many of the usual suspects: DARPA, Bill and Melinda Gates, DEFRA, the Wellcome Trust, and the European Commission. A filing with the United States Patent Office also lists the Pierre-Bright Institute as a funder of the Wuhan flu. Pierre-Bright is directly funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates nonprofit. That patent, dated for approval November 20, 2018, clearly states that the assignee of coronavirus is the Pierre-Bright Institute, Woking, Pierre-Bright, Great Britain, funded by Wellcome Trust, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, EU. This patent was filed on January 23, 2017, which actually means that the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19, was drummed up almost 3 years prior to when the news started reporting on its spread in Wuhan, and later throughout the rest of the world. The second comes from Bishop Max Ard and is the most complete popular, that is, non-legalese, but fully documented report on the evidence so far compiled to demonstrate that we are not just blowing smoke and spinning tails. For anyone who has any doubts left that this entire horror show has been pre-planned, pre-announced, and deliberately unleashed, this will leave you with no more wish it weren't through escape routes. https://www.miraclouthwater.com/post/most-important-blog-so-far. Thank you, Bishop Max. This information puts it all in perspective. We, at the American States Assembly, have already taken first step action to moderate the damage by outlawing attempts to brand vaccinated people as transhumans and abuse patent privileges to enslave them. Please, take a few minutes to educate yourselves and then, protect yourselves and your families. This is a full-on attack against humanity by corporate interests, planned for years, implemented without mercy, propagandized to the hilt, and now being recognized for what it is: crimes against humanity. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Wrights' website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Source: Reposts in Support, PDF. Remedy: find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives, and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wrights' website, you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.